Monday, July 13th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Dallas Fed Chairman Robert Kaplan said that the most important thing that could be done to help the economy right now is to wear a mask in public. I can attest from personal observation of how people are responding to the need to wear a mask that this message has not gotten through. Kaplan says that the failure to slow transmissions of COVID-19 hurts U.S. growth. Americans have blown over $1 trillion in GDP and counting because of their casual ideological approach to the pandemic. This is one of the stupidest things that any intelligent society has ever done, and stupid starts at the top. Germany has had a totally different outcome, and Chancellor Angela Merkel explained you can't fight a pandemic with lies. The Germans wore masks. Other countries that have successfully crushed the virus have too. Wearing a mask is not that hard, and those now just figuring that out are late to the game. The virus has been running up the score. Makes me angry. Who wears a mask and who doesn't? Morning Consult and National Geographic surveyed the public to sort out the demographics of mask wearers. They tend to be young, born in 1997 to 2012, and old. They are baby boomers. The ages in the middle are less apt to wear a mask. Even in the demographics that do, it's only 2 out of 3. Those wearing masks tend to be liberal or moderate, more women than men. 75% were Democrats and 46% were Republicans. Of those who wear masks, 39% strongly support the president and 73% who wear masks do not. Ethnically, more mask wearers were Hispanic and black and live in the Northeast and West regions of the U.S. They tend to be wealthier, which went along with education. The college-educated wore masks more than those with less education. One demographic that I thought was interesting for mask wearers is that they tended to be non-evangelical Christian. Evangelicals have stuck right with the president on shunning wearing masks. Where we are at is that the country will end up borrowing another $1 trillion or two more, adding further to the national debt, because too many are too stupid, too arrogant, too ideological, or too something to wear a mask, making America look like a failed society to the rest of the world. America has never been less respected in my lifetime in the world than it is right now. Fiscal responsibility in a pandemic starts with wearing a mask, and conservatives who claim to be fiscally so are providing yet another example of hypocrisy. The stimulus, the socialism being supported by all to float the economy during the pandemic, is going to set up entitlements in future GDP for real trouble. The U.S. pandemic response has been the worst national performance that I have ever seen or imagined for this country. The cost is not billions anymore, but trillions. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the greens. A high-pressure ridge has been burning up the southwest U.S., and the longer it stays where it is from the heartland, the better for U.S. crop production. The current forecast is what we used to think of as summer-like. There will be some warm days and some thunder boomers. Tassels are coming out here in what appears to be actually some favorable weather, with cooler temps and showers forecast. My yield potential is still 98%. The top end of the high temps came out of the 10-day forecast for the eastern Corn Belt. More has got to happen to bring yields below trend line. Most major corn-growing regions did not go into the summer under stress. Southern and central Iowa need a drink. While rains are much appreciated in July and August, we have subsoil moisture reserves to make up for a missing rain or two. The region where this summer would be defined as a serious drought is well designated as the South on the updated NOAA Drought Monitor map. That is why they try to plant corn in March in Texas to get ahead of this. The midweek cold front is now forecast to push further south, which will reduce daily highs and add precipitation. Corn and soybean futures gap lower Sunday night. Chart gaps as opened will now provide resistance for rebound rallies. The corn crop is made this month, so less threatening weather takes more wind from the bull sales. There is time yet for soybeans. The bin should be empty of old crop. We advise to sell old crop and then updated advice for those who did not take our first advice to sell old crop. It is now the stubborn bushels left in the bin. While elevators have gotten busy, we expect that there's still an old crop flush coming before bins are swept. Worse demand numbers than what USDA reported Friday for corn are still coming. We want to avoid harvest sales, expecting that fundamentals will improve in 2021. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.